Petersburg is a fishing town of 3,000 on an island in southeast Alaska. But inside the middle school, it's pretty high-tech. As these seventh graders enter their computer class, they pull laptops off a shelf and settle into desks. The class is teaching them how to navigate Google programs, and it's mandatory if they're going to get their own laptops when they enter high school. It's this dedication to technology that caught the attention of the statewide group, Alaska Society for Technology and Education. Dr. Mark Stanley is president of the organization and a professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. He says no one at ASTE can remember one school winning so many annual awards.
We're calling it the Petersburg Sweep.
The district's three awards were presented at ASTE's statewide conference in Anchorage, February 25th. Stanley says the sweep reflects on the district's strong team of educators.
What Petersburg has done through leadership, through the fine work of teachers like Don Holmes, who's been there for many years, and now more currently with the work of John Knuth Painter and your superintendent, Rob Thomason, you're seeing the effect of the results of Petersburg investment over the years in the smart integration of technology and student work.
The district's technology support teacher, John Clute Painter, won an award, as did student P.K. Bunye for building a quadcopter from scratch and then using it to create an aerial movie called A Simple Walk to School. Superintendent Thomason won the Alaska Technology Administrator of the Year. He's been an educator for over four decades.
And in all those years, 43 years, five states, two foreign countries, this district with this staff and this technology director, the top of the top.
The school district follows the belief that technology is a good tool for educators to use and an important skill base for students to learn. And classes use it a lot. Kids have access to computer devices from kindergarten on. All high school students have their own laptops 24/7. And Clute Painter, along with an assistant, makes sure they're all running smoothly.
Just checked this morning, we had about 500 devices connected to our Wi-Fi network, all doing multiple things.
But technology only works if people know how to use it. Clute Painter says it's mission critical to what the Petersburg schools do. The district prioritizes real-time needs first, addressing students and staff immediately. Say there's a website that's not accessible because the school's content filter has prevented a class from using it.
Maybe the teacher's lesson is hinging on that, and you have 20 students waiting to access something, then it's blocked. And so those sorts of things, you have to react quickly.
You know, when John talks about opening up a site, it used to be a three-week process.
Again, Superintendent Thomason.
You had to go through a whole bunch of justifications, and now it's more, here's what I want to do, here's why I need to do it, I'm in the middle of a lesson, it happens right now.
It's basically helping the users use the equipment.
They call it three-click stupid, in the sense that you just need it to work. And if it doesn't work in a number of clicks, then people won't use it. And we've invested way too much just to have things collect dust.
The district's relationship with technology began about 10 years ago when it was awarded a grant for high school laptops called One-to-One. The students are prepped for it in middle school with classes such as digital citizenship. There have been growing pains over the years. For one, the parents in the community needed to get on board with the idea that computers would help their kids learn. That wasn't always easy when they saw them surfing the internet late at night. Clute Painter says it has taken a lot of listening and responding to concerns, including working with parents on how to empower themselves.
Whether it's timed access, so laptop just happens to turn off at 7 at night, so you still retain your family time, and then turns back on 6 in the morning, ready to go. Those sorts of tools for parents so they don't feel like the technology is driving it. It's just a tool that disappears in the background and is just used for education.
IT people, you know, computer experts, etc., are just in high demand, I think, everywhere. So why choose working in a school?
Oh, boy. I'm so passionate about watching the endless possibilities of where students can go.
Well, they have gone to Australia, at least by teleconference when fourth and fifth graders worked with a chemistry teacher there. It's this kind of forward thinking that has made this small town an example for how technology can enhance learning with the right dedication. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.